Well, you know, it's Christmas season. It's, you know, obviously we have Christmas lights, we have different things. And, you know, the one thing that we always hear at Christmas season is Merry Christmas. So my title tonight is A Merry Christmas for All. All right? You know, obviously it's such a wonderful time a year. Everywhere we go, people say Merry Christmas. And that's a good thing. We should celebrate Christmas, and it's meant to be joyful. But the truth is, for many people, this is also one of the hardest seasons of the year. You know, for some, it's the first Christmas without a loved one. For others, it's a season filled with financial pressure. For some, it's family strain or loneliness. And for others, it's the weight of expectations, trying to feel merry when they don't feel merry at all. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. You know, a Merry Christmas for all. Not just for those who feel joyful already, but for everybody. You know, because Christmas is not about pretending everything is okay. Christmas is about Jesus coming near to real people in real situations. You know, Jesus came for all of us. And so many times, you know, I know we say, well, don't forget the reason for the season. But even in our own lives, whenever we know better, are we really that merry? Are we really that happy and joyful, especially when you're fighting traffic at the mall? You know, now you got to go to the mall with my mom. She always finds a great parking place because she always prays and asks the Lord, and she always gets one. But, you know, Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11 says this: "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Notice the words, "great joy to all people." All right, that includes those who are celebrating, those who are grieving as well, those who are feeling strong, and those who are overwhelmed. You know, the Bible wants us to have great joy for all of us. No matter what your situation is, no matter what it looks like around about you. You know, Jesus didn't come only for people who had everything together. He came for people who needed hope. And whenever we are having our Merry Christmas and things like that, you know, we should understand there's other people that are not. You know, but also Jesus didn't enter the world in comfort. He wasn't born in a palace. He wasn't surrounded by wealth. He wasn't insulated from difficulty. From the very beginning, Jesus showed us, you know what, it's not all about money. It's not all about, you know, whatever. It's all about Jesus, you know. And in the hard seasons, the Bible, you know, not the Bible, but how many times have you heard that you might be the only Jesus any someone will ever see? Well, you know, this is a great time to show the joy of Jesus to people who might be hurting. John 1:5 says this: "And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Darkness never overcomes light. Light always overcomes darkness. Christmas is not a denial of darkness. It's an announcement of light. I mean, you know, there is a reason that we have over 2 million Christmas lights. We actually own over 3 million, by the way, for somebody that want to count. Depending on the weather, depending on how many lights that we have up there, I don't know. We probably have around 2.5 million. I just said say over 2 million because, you know, we don't want to lie. All right. Now, we do have 3 million. We did put 3 million out a couple of years ago, but some of it was overkill. We just were lighting up things and light them up, you know, just to put all 3 million out there. And so my camera, Skyler came to me and says, "Dad," like 1 year, he goes, "we don't have time to put all 3 million up, and we don't need all 3 million lights." So it was like, okay, well, we'll announce over 2 million. But one of the reasons we put 2 million lights up there is to show the world that Jesus is the light of the season. You know, there is joy seeing these kids, especially the night the lights turn on, to watch these kids' faces light up, you know, so excited. And obviously, you know, I was actually reading on Facebook the other day, they talk about the top free things, you know, things that are free during Christmas, and we were obviously number one. You know, the thing about it, you don't have to have any money. Now you can't get any popcorn or funnel cakes or ride the train, but you can come out and enjoy the Christmas lights without any money. All right, there is no cost. You know, go to Silver Dollar City, see what they tell you. They're going to say, hey, I've got $90. You can come see our Christmas lights. And so, you know, but you can ride the roller coasters too. So anyway, but, you know, it's free. It's just showing the city of Tulsa, the city of Broken Arrow. And many of you might not know the story of why we do have Christmas lights. And it goes back to the 1980s and when Tulsa was in a recession. We used to be the oil capital of the world. And a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of things were not going real well. And there was a company who always put Christmas lights here in Broken Arrow. And they decided they weren't going to do Christmas lights anymore. And it, you know, some people were bummed out about it. So Dad said, well, we'll put a few Christmas lights up. And I don't know, something like 40,000. We thought that was a lot. And then it just grew and grew and grew. We put more and put more and put more. And now we are where we are. And, you know, and sometimes it is a pain. I mean, how many of you didn't really like the traffic showing up here? But you know what? How many churches would just love it if that many people would come to their campus every year? I mean, you know, we have about 500,000 people come and visit our campus during the Christmas season. You know, and no, all of them don't get saved, and no, all of them don't, you know, thing. But you know what? At least they know that there is a church that does light the place up so they can enjoy, you know, have somewhat of a Merry Christmas. You know, but, you know, light will shine and overcomes darkness. You know, Isaiah 9:2 says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. You know, even in hard seasons, God brings light. Matthew 1:23 says this, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. God didn't stay distant. God came with us. And when you're hurting, he's with you. And when you're under pressure, he's with you. And when you feel alone, he's with you. You know, that's where there truly can be a Merry Christmas for all, because God is with us. God's with us at all times. You know, I had a very unique Thanksgiving this year. If anyone followed my trails, I mean, obviously, I spent Thanksgiving in airports and on airplanes. It's first time in 56 years that I have not been around my family at Thanksgiving. You know, we haven't always had turkey on Thanksgiving, but, you know, at least I've been around family. Now, I'm not saying that I wasn't loved. I don't know how many text messages I got. I don't know how many people, you know, wished me happy Thanksgiving on Facebook. And so I felt a lot of love. And even churches that I had been preaching at, you know, they knew that my Thanksgiving was going to be on an airplane. I mean, you know, some people that probably wouldn't even wish me happy Thanksgiving wish me happy Thanksgiving. Just because they knew. But, you know, it was kind of an odd thing, because even though everybody loves me, which obviously I know that, still I kind of felt alone. I mean, you know, the people who wished me happy Thanksgiving, you know who they were? The flight attendants and the pilot. You know, we want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for flying American Airlines, you know, things like that. You know, but the thing about it is, do they really care whether I have a happy Thanksgiving or not? Don't they just feel obligated to say happy Thanksgiving? Even when I walked out of the airplane, and because I went from Tulsa to Dallas, Dallas to Miami, Miami to São Paulo, I walked out of the airport in Miami, and the lady goes, happy Thanksgiving. I'm like, she doesn't really care if I have a happy Thanksgiving or not. And how could I have a happy Thanksgiving? I'm thinking airport, you know. And if you did follow my thing, I did get turkey. You know, turkey wasn't bad. The dressing was terrible. But anyway, I did have pecan pie. They gave me slivers of pecan pie, like small little slivers. I had to take three of them to make a piece, and that wasn't bad either. So, but you know, I'm in the American Airlines Admirals Club eating my turkey, thinking, you know, there's a lot of people around there thinking, this is Thanksgiving, sitting here by myself. You know, and, you know, it's easy to have a pity party, but then I'm thinking about, there's a lot of people who love me. What about people who have no one to tell them happy Thanksgiving? What about people who, you know, who are out there? And that's why I thought about this message tonight, same way Christmas time. There's people out there that don't have family, or maybe they lost family, or they're going through a tough time. You know, they say that more people commit suicide between Thanksgiving and Christmas Thanksgiving and New Year's than any other time of the year. You know, people are struggling with all kinds of stuff. And we have a light on the inside. And, you know, my Thanksgiving really wasn't that bad, okay? I was in the American Airlines, you know, thing. I did fly business class on I did, actually, my real Thanksgiving meal was actually chicken enchiladas. I'm sitting here eating my chicken enchiladas thinking, Happy Thanksgiving. I didn't realize I was getting some turkey, but, you know, chicken enchiladas, that was my Thanksgiving lunch. So anyway. But, you know, I just pretended I was in Mexico anyway, and we did fine. I mean, but it was kind of odd not having family there. But then you realize there are some people who have that year, same kind of year every year, and they're not flying on a first class on an airplane. They're not, you know, they feel lonely. You know, and, you know, we should think about people, especially someone that you know that lost a loved one here recently. Like, I just text somebody today, you know, that are going through that situation. And I know it's been a tough time. He's had up and down days. But, you know, God's a giver, and we should be a giver. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave." What did he give? He gave us Jesus. That's the whole reason we celebrate Christmas. Because God gave us Jesus. And God's response to a broken world was giving light. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, "God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may have an abundance for every good work." You may not feel like you have much, but if you have Jesus, you will have something to give. You know, maybe it's just a kind word. Maybe it's a prayer. Maybe it's just a moment of compassion. Sometimes the greatest Christmas gift is simply letting someone know that they're not forgotten during Christmas. You know, sometimes in the hustle and bustle of everything, and everybody's, I don't know, just crazy, especially when you're in airports, these people are cussing out the flight, I mean, the people at the gate. I mean, I'm just fortunate to make it home. There was some, São Paulo Airport was closed on my way home for quite a while. I've never seen so many people in an airport in my entire life than when I got to São Paulo. Thank God my flight wasn't canceled. But I had to wait forever just to check my luggage in because so many flights were canceled. So many people were upset and, you know, I can't even speak the language. So, you know, if I can't be upset to people because, you know, I'm just hoping that I can even talk to them. But, you know, so many people get all antsy and all mad and all things, you know, during Christmas season for whatever reason. But you know what? We can just be nice. You know, maybe even do something, you know, nice for someone. You know, I know here at Rhema, you know, for a while we had a program called VIP. And, you know, we buy the people's coffee from behind you, you know, whatever, you know, just be nice. I've actually, one thing that I've done here recently is, you know, I always give, you know, decent tips to servers because, you know, that's something I've always felt that we should, you know, I give people more than what most other people give. You know, my mom's probably one of the most generous tippers around. So, but I've just felt during the Christmas season, you know, here since I've been home, I've been giving bigger tips than I normally give. You know, because, you know, why not? God's blessed me, and I can be a blessing to other people. And, you know, what's a couple of bucks or whatever, you know, to give a 25% tip over a 20% tip or a 30% tip, or I think I gave a 40% tip today for lunch. I mean, why not be a blessing? You know, people are hurting. People, you know, and you never know that what you can do to help somebody else. And it's not like you have to give. Also, too, that's something else. You know, we shouldn't feel that we have to give extravagant gifts to everybody. Do you realize some people never pay for their Christmas gifts because they're still paying for it the next year because they put it on credit cards or whatever? But it's not necessarily about what you give. It's about, you know, spending time with each other. As you get older, you are, you know, it's more important. You know, I'm at such an age that a lot of my friends that I went to high school with, some of them aren't even alive anymore, but a lot of them have lost their parents over the last few years, you know, and I think about that, you should be more thankful, for your parents or for your grandparents you have, or some of you have your great grandparents. I mean, be thankful for that, and endeavor to be there, to be with family. You know, I know sometimes people don't want to be with family because family are pain sometimes. But, they are your family. I mean, at least you have somebody. There's somebody out there that wish they had family. There's somebody else. I read some stories during Thanksgiving where people, I wish someone would bring me some turkey. I don't think anyone cares about me type thing, But, it is true. Do we care whether other people have a Merry Christmas? I mean, even as Christians, do we really care? I mean, like I said, I don't know if the pilot cared. I don't know if the flight attendants cares. But we should care whether people have Merry Christmases or not. And like I said, you can't go buy everybody Christmas presents. Now, I do want to thank all of you for, we have the Toys for Tots program. We always exceed expectations for the Marines. Thank you for giving, to that, program. And it's an awesome thing that we get to do. But, a church should be about giving. Not about receiving. The Bible says it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Romans 15:13 says, "Now may that the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing." Jesus didn't come to fix everything instantly. He came to love people completely. And when we love, we carry his presence. Just show forth love. I was somewhere, not too long ago, maybe it was in one of these airports that I was in here recently. I've been in a lot of airports. And the person in front of me was just letting the gate agent just have it because their plane was delayed or whatever. I know it was a plane that I was on that was delayed. And this guy is just freaking out, they walked away, and actually that agent looked at the other people there and they're like, "Golly," so then I come up and I'm like, "It's not your fault. You're not the one that broke the airplane." So I go, this guy said, "Well, tell them," but just being, I made the guy laugh after, the guy in front of me, was just rude and mean. I mean, do you realize the gate agent doesn't break the airplane? What do they say? Don't shoot the messenger. All the guy was a messenger saying, "Hey, just want to let you know your plane's delayed because of, this, that, and everything else." Actually, our plane was delayed because of a broken light bulb. It took an hour to fix a broken light bulb in a Boeing 737. So anyway, our plane was delayed. It made me miss my connection in Dallas, which, made me a longer day, whatever. That wasn't, I had plenty of time, so I had instead of having a 3-hour layover, I only had an hour and a half layover, so that was good. It's all good. The deal is we stress out about so many things that it's not even, worth stressing out about. I mean, it'll all be okay. Maybe it gave you extra time to be a nice person, on an airplane. I don't know. But what does Merry Christmas really mean? Luke 2:14 says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Peace didn't come because life was perfect. Peace came because Jesus was present. A Merry Christmas is not found in circumstances. A Merry Christmas is found in Christ. And there is a lost and dying and hurting world that does not know Jesus. But there's a lot of people who they know Jesus, but they don't know Jesus. When you're getting on an airplane, they give you a thing called a boarding pass. Anyone ever seen a boarding pass? Now that boarding pass, which a lot of them are digital now, allows you to board the airplane. A lot of times when we have salvation, I'm not talking about we because you're here on a Wednesday night at church. All right, but a lot of people, they get saved, they get a boarding pass to heaven, but they don't really know Jesus. You know, they don't really know, you know, the Bible actually says in the Old Testament, forget not all his benefits. They don't know all the benefits that come with knowing Jesus. They don't know that they can have peace in the middle of the storm. They don't know that they can, you know, have mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and all these things. But you should. You should know. And if you don't, you need to read your Bible. That's the thing. If we don't read the Bible, we don't know, you know, what the Bible says. In fact, my grandfather actually says one of the biggest reasons why people do not get healed or people not get their answers from the Lord because they don't know what the word says. They can't stand on the scripture. They don't know what it says. You know, and the deal is, you know, at this church, most of us are more fluent in the word than a lot of people. You know, and there's thousands of people right now walking across campus that are probably hurting. And just looking at Christmas lights is not making them have a Merry Christmas. And maybe it'll help them forget whatever their pressures for a couple of hours while they're looking at Christmas lights. But you know what? We are called to be a light to the world. We should be a Christmas light during all seasons. You know, we're not just called to be a light to the world during Christmas. We're called to be a light to the world during all times. To go short, you know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And there are people who are looking for someone who actually cares. The easiest way to lead somebody to Christ is care. Because so many times, you know, when it comes to Christianity, most people don't think Christians care about anything except themselves and money. I mean, that's the whole knock on Christianity. But, you know, it's not about money. It's about love. It's about Jesus. You know, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. But I don't know. I've just been concentrating a lot on Peter and John. You know, they're in Acts chapter 3. And they said, such I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise and walk. Now, obviously, they gave the man healing. But we have more than healing on the inside. Jesus is more than a healer. Jesus brings peace. Jesus brings joy. Jesus brings happiness. I mean, you know, and the deal is, what about you? Are you having a Merry Christmas? Are you know, sometimes we know better, but we still, I mean, just like I said, my Thanksgiving really wasn't that bad, but I was kind of having a pity party for myself a little bit because I felt alone in the middle of a crowded airplane in a crowded airport. You know, because, you know, but I didn't think nobody cared. At least I know lots of people cared. But what about someone who doesn't have a lot of people? You know, they don't have 10,000 Facebook friends wishing them a happy Thanksgiving or, you know, sending them all kinds of emojis or texting them or whatever. They don't have anybody. But when you have no one, you still have Jesus. Jesus is still there and Jesus still cares. And, you know, I mean, even when I was in Brazil, there's an individual Facebook friend I've never ever met going through a really tough time. And, you know, just, you know, and commented on her page, you know, it's tough during Christmas time. And she was going through a tough time. And you know, I mean, we can just be a light to the world. So note to self. Be a living Christmas light to a lost and dying and hurting world. And if you're having issues this year during Christmas, not having a Merry Christmas, then get over yourself and know who you are in Christ Jesus. It's not about who you are, it's about who you are in Christ Jesus. And you know what? You're going to make it. You're going to get through it. You have hope. You know who you are. Like I said, you're here at church on a Wednesday night. I mean, you are the core group, the people, you know, that... you know, should know, but there's many people that need to know the Jesus you know. So in closing, this Christmas season, let's make it a Merry Christmas for all. Let's be the church that cares. Let's be the church that notices. Let's be the church that loves. Because Jesus came here and he lives on the inside of us. So let's be a light to a dark world. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, first of all, for sending your son, Jesus Christ, so that we could have peace, so that we could have joy, so that we could enjoy life and have it more abundantly. We thank you that you sent your son here to be with us during the good times, during the bad times, during the tough times. It doesn't matter. But Father God, help us during this Christmas season and every season of life to bring comfort to those that are hurting, peace to those that are weary, and hope to every heart. Father God, help us to show forth your love during this Christmas season to this hurting world. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's all stand up. God is a good God. Amen. If you're here tonight and you need prayer for anything, maybe you're hurting, maybe you're going through, you know, tough times. We have some gentlemen over here, some ladies over there. If you happen to be a gentleman, go see the gentleman. Happen to be a lady, go see the ladies. You need prayer for anything, whether it's salvation, whether it's healing, whether it's just, you know, just going through a tough time. You know, they're here to pray with you, to help you during this time. If you're a first-time visitor, we're glad to have you tonight. The connection team is in the aisle. They want to take you really quickly to the north lobby and give you a gift, you know, that we have for you. Amen. Don't forget to be back here on Sunday. Then you don't want to miss our Christmas Eve service. Candlelight, carols, and communion. It's a wonderful service, probably the best service we have all year long. So go out to the world and be a living Christmas light. God bless you guys. Take care. Have a great day.